Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
So what's the mood like there in Richmond, Michael?
Well, things are kind of tense. We have a new governor. Ralph Northam took power after being inaugurated last weekend, and now he's the new governor. He appeared at a joint session of the House and Senate and said this.
You know, bipartisanship has been the watchword of the first few days of this session, and for that, I am thankful. We all recognize the extraordinary chances that voters made to this assembly in November. They expect us to deliver on the mandate they sent. Expanding Medicaid is the best way for us to make life better for Virginians and truly open a new era of policymaking in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
So you might have heard that person at the end yelling, "You tell them." The tone of that speech did seem a little partisan to Republicans, especially this issue of Medicaid expansion. You know, Democrats have long wanted to expand Medicaid to 400,000 people who live in poverty or with disabilities, and Republicans acknowledge they might not be able to stop that from happening this year.
So how did Republicans respond to the speech?
Well, they didn't like it. The Republican leadership had a press conference the next morning and complained about the governor and the tone of the speech. Here's Majority Leader Todd Gilbert.
Rather than focusing on the areas where we can work together, he seemed to focus on the areas where he knows we cannot. And that is contrary to his bipartisan rhetoric. I think he mentioned the word bipartisan one time. He expressed some thanks that bipartisanship was the watchword of these first few days and then proceeded to quickly abandon any notion of it.
So this question of whether or not bipartisanship is really the watchword of the session is still kind of up for debate.
Well, in the election last year, Democrats defeated 12 Republican incumbents, and that was on top of three Republicans who retired instead of running again in districts that turned blue. So how are the Democrats using their new numbers?
Well, they certainly haven't been able to use their new numbers just quite yet, certainly not on gun control or protecting abortion clinics. You know, possibly they'll get around to expanding Medicaid. There have been some Republicans who have supported some version of that in the past. Here's how Democratic House Leader David Toscano describes the situation at this point in the session.
Bipartisanship and tone are not ends in and of themselves. They're only means to an end. And in the end, we have to do the people's business by legislating based on their interests, not necessarily all about based on how we treat each other.
So Democrats are saying, you know, elections have consequences. Voters chose to add way more Democrats to the House than were there last year. But Republicans are reminding the Democrats that voters chose them to lead the House, not the Democrats.
It doesn't seem that these people agree on much. Is there anything they are working together on?
They are agreeing actually on raising the threshold for what considers felony larceny. You know, right now that's at $200, so that's pretty low. It hasn't been raised in several years. Democrats have been pressing this for years, and so finally this year there's some Republican support. Republican Senator Mark Obenchain talked about this during that press conference, although he sort of used it as a weapon to hit Northam. This is what he said.
While he talked about bipartisanship, he missed an opportunity to talk about a couple of things that we are trying to work together on, one of which is looking at the felony threshold. I called us out on Second Amendment, but didn't talk about the way that our courts committee is working together with many in the Democratic Party to raise the felony threshold.
Now, the governor did mention raising the felony threshold in his speech to the Joint Assembly, and Democrats leapt on their feet and started applauding. But there was only one Republican who was standing to applaud. That was Senator David Söderlein, who is actually the patron of the bill on the Senate side. Now, that bill has passed the Senate, is now on its way to the House. Republicans say Northam could have talked about working with Republicans on this issue, but he didn't, and they say that's a missed opportunity.
Sounds like this session is off to a rocky start. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you.